This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th, joffrey.org.
For months, groups have been advocating for a majority Asian ward in Chicago, the first in the city's history, in the Chinatown area. Census data show Asian Americans are the fastest growing demographic group in Chicago, and the numbers are there to make the ward a reality. But what about the political will? WBEZ's Esther Yoon-Ji Kang sat down with Grace Pime, who leads Asian Americans Advancing Justice in Chicago.
We're getting close to the December 1st deadline for the city council to pass a ward map. How is it looking, this effort to create this majority Asian ward?
I'm feeling really optimistic. We have gotten some really positive indications from both the Chicago Latino Caucus and the Black Caucus that they would be supportive of a majority Asian American ward. I know that it won't be an easy road, but community members and advocates have made a really strong case for why now is the time to create an Asian American majority ward. And while we don't want to have to go to court, you know, if we need to, we will absolutely explore litigation because we know that many communities of color have had to go that route to get the representation that they need and deserve. I'm hopeful that under the leadership of our city council right now, that that won't be necessary, that they will do the right thing. They'll make history by creating the first Asian American majority ward. And so we have been talking to dozens of aldermen about our priorities. We've gotten commitments from a handful of aldermen that they will not vote yes on a map that does not include an Asian American majority ward. And I think that this is a real moment of, you know, will Chicago put its money where its mouth is, you know, in terms of racial equity. That's been the buzzword of the year. And if our communities don't have a seat at the table, how can we say that we're committed to racial equity?
You just mentioned the city council's Latino caucus, and that caucus has proposed its own map, which did not include a majority Asian ward. What has been the reaction from the Chinatown community on that map?
Advancing Justice Chicago and our Chinatown community partners were disappointed in the Latino caucus's map. It proposed a 49% Asian American ward. And we know that it is completely possible and feasible to get to a majority ward of 51%. We feel very hopeful that they have gotten our message loud and clear and that there are allies within the caucus and outside of it that will help us secure a majority Asian American ward in the final map that is voted on.
The Black Caucus in the city council has said that the Latino caucus's map disenfranchises Black voters. And the Black Caucus has also said that its own proposal will include an Asian majority ward. How does the Asian community fit into this conversation? And what feels kind of like a tug of war between the Black and Latino caucuses?
It has been challenging to advocate for the Asian American community in this process, because redistricting is so driven by the racial caucuses. We don't have an Asian American caucus in city council. There are no Asian American elected officials in city council. And so therefore, we are inherently kind of cut out of the backroom process, right? We know that one of the problems with redistricting is that it is determined solely by people who are already in elected office. And so when we don't have somebody representing our community in those spaces, it just is harder to get our community's needs voiced and prioritized in these processes.
Your group is also advocating for the South Asian community near Divan Avenue, as well as the Korean and Filipino communities in Albany Park to be kept together. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
In the Westridge area along Devon, we've seen pretty significant population growth outside of what is currently the 50th ward. So we've seen the South Asian community move further south of Devon into what is now the 40th ward. And we feel that it's really important for that community to be kept whole in the redistricting process. Currently, the Albany Park area is also split across three different wards. That is really challenging for representation. Asian Americans have been a really kind of significant part of Albany Park historically, right? That used to be the kind of Koreatown in the city of Chicago. While it is less so now, there is still a really significant community there. And it's a much broader immigrant community now too. And so there are a lot of parallels in terms of needs between the broader immigrant community and the Asian American community.
So what are some key issues that these Asian American communities in Chicago need help with in the coming decade?
Language access is one of the issues that is most important in our community, just because of the sheer diversity and number of languages spoken in the Asian American community. And so we see, you know, dozens of language needs across our community. And, you know, often it's very localized. And we think it's important for these communities to be kept together. You know, Asian Americans are often painted with a very broad brush, you know, as the quote unquote model minority, as a community that doesn't need social services or that has high educational attainment. But we know that that's not reality, and that that stereotype really hides the needs that do exist in our community. We want to make sure that elected officials are accountable to our communities, but that elected officials are also, you know, taking the time to really understand our particular community's needs, you know, whether it's around, you know, business assistance with this pandemic. A lot of immigrant-owned and Asian American-owned businesses have not known what's available to them in terms of, you know, either federal government support or even local supports. And so aldermen can play that really critical role in connecting community members to the services and programs that are out there.
What can communities do to advocate for this in the remaining weeks here before the deadline?
We're encouraging everyone to just contact your alderman. Ask them to only vote yes on a map that includes that majority Asian American ward. You know, the city council needs 41 votes to pass this map and to avoid a referendum. And so each vote is critically important. And we need all of the folks on city council to hear from their constituents about why a majority Asian American ward is so important.
That was Grace Pai, leader of the group Asian Americans Advancing Justice Chicago, speaking with WBEZ's Esther Yunji Kang about advocates wanting a majority Asian ward in Chicago for the first time in the city's history in the Chinatown area.